Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
Another great show brought to you by the Law of Attraction Radio Network. The Think, Believe, and Manifest Show with author, master trainer, and certified dream coach, Constance Arnold. Join us every week as we bring you life-changing information that will empower your life. And here's Constance.
Well, hello there, everyone, and welcome to the Law of Attraction Radio Network. And I am Constance Arnold, your host for the Think, Believe, and Manifest Talk Show. And you know that I'm coming to you live with lots of love and just a little bit of Southern flavor from beautiful Atlanta, Georgia. I want to thank all of my listeners from all over the world for tuning into the show today. And I'm just going to tell you up front that you're going to be blessed by my guest, Mr. Jonathan Mansky. Well, how has your week been? Have you been practicing living in the now, appreciating what you have, where you are, but excited and expecting to receive or manifest your heart's desire soon? I know that you have because I have been receiving your emails, and I'm so grateful to receive them and so excited and happy for you. Thank you so much for sharing your own personal experience of how your life is radically changing because of this show. Well, you know, in my own life personally, I'm really experiencing some daily miracles. And, you know, I love to share with my listeners because you are my family. And as many of you know, I'm writing my second book, How to Turn Your Mess into a Miracle. I coach and I train and I do the radio show once a week. So I knew that I needed a virtual assistant. And so whenever I have a need, I always go on the inside and I get really clear about what I want. So on that particular day, I spent some time really praying and meditating and just knowing that God would send just the right person for me because I'm kind of picky and I'm really a person of excellence, and I knew I needed someone of the same spirit. And behold, a mutual friend of mine who also has a radio show just happened to send me an email introducing her virtual assistant to me, and I called her, and I knew that we were a perfect match from the very beginning because I was very clear about what I desired in the virtual assistant, and she has superseded my expectations. So that's just an example of how I attracted the right perfect person to me. And so I encourage you to always go within first, to be clear about what you want, which is the what, and remember that the how is always up to God. So that's my story. I just love sharing those little small tidbits with you. Also, this is my fifth day of sharing with you coaching tips on Twitter. Have you been following me? If not, you need to do so. For those of you who missed my show last week, on October the 21st, I started sharing daily coaching tips for change with you for the next 21 days. You know it takes 21 days to change any behavior, so open up your mind to believe that anything is possible and that the change in your life can occur within 21 days. So just follow me on Twitter, Constance Arnold, and begin to experience miraculous changes in your life. So I am really excited about the show today. I'm going to bring on my special guest, Mr. Jonathan Mansky, but let me share just a little bit about who he is. Jonathan is the author of The Law of Attraction Made Simple, Magnetize Your Heartfelt Desires. I've read this book several times. It's such an easy read, and it's so informative. He's also a trainer and consultant. The cornerstone of all he does is what is going on inside your head really does matter. Your thoughts, your attitudes, and especially your non-conscious programming creates your results. When you change what is going on the inside of your head, your real world results changes as well. Don't we all that that's the truth? He has assisted individuals and organizations to escape from the prison of their own heads. He helps them to get out of their own way so that so that they can succeed. And I'm really excited about having him with us today, all the way from Denver, Colorado, I think. Jonathan Mansky, welcome to the Law of Attraction Radio Network.
Well, Constance, thank you so much for having me. I'm delighted to be here.
How are you doing today? How's your day been?
It has been a wonderful day, and we've got a Indian summer kind of day going here in Denver, and it's beautiful, and I've enjoyed it immensely.
Well, great. Well, I want to get into your book. Share with our listeners just a little bit about who you are, your story, your journey, and what made you write a book on the Law of Attraction Made Simple.
Well, I would love to do that. A little bit about myself is what I most often call myself is a cerebral sanitation engineer.
I love that.
There's two reasons for that. One, because it's fun to say and it gets people's attention. But even more importantly, it's really the most accurate description of what the work is that I do. And people, human beings, we're really good at getting in our own way. And, you know, in law of attraction terms, when we're getting in our own way, then we don't get what we want. We're really good at doing that, and I help people get out of their own way, take care of that junk in their head that's getting in their way. And when we do that, you know, now it opens up the door for life to be different, for us to get different results, different outcomes, that sort of thing.
Right.
And so, you know, why did I write a book in the first place? Well, it just kind of seemed like the next natural step, really. And I knew that I have a lot of information, tips, tools, techniques, strategies, that sort of thing, that help make people's lives better. And so if I put that into a book, now there's a chance. Out of it, da 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 da. Right. That's why I wrote it.
Okay, I don't know what happened, but we lost you for a little bit. So that's really great, and it's such. I love it when you said made simple, because I've read it a couple of times, and it's really, really great. So your own journey, Jonathan, has been one of what?
Well, you know, I've always been curious about quality of life and what does it take for a person to be, you know, to live a happy life, to live a good life. And, you know, that's been my journey since I was, as long as I can remember, I've been curious about that. And that's led me into what I do now and helping people get out of their own way. Because just like your great little story you shared a few minutes ago, you know, with finding the virtual assistant.
Right.
My personal belief is that life can be that easy all the time. And most of the time, we're in there mucking it up and making it harder than it needs to be.
Right. I agree with that. So I want you to talk a little bit about the whole law of attraction phenomenon. Why do you think it's happening right now? Why are people so excited about it? Do you think it's a spiritual awakening? And if so, why?
Yeah, that's a great question. I'm not sure I have a good answer for it. I mean, you know, first of all, the law of attraction is just a nifty rebranding process here, you know, because these are principles that go back thousands of years.
Right.
You know, in the Bible, it says, ask and you shall receive. Well, that's the law of attraction.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so it's not that these are new ideas. Now, they've been definitely rebranded and repackaged and made available to more people than this information has ever been available to before. It used to be kind of more of a secret knowledge, and now it's really public. Does that mean that humankind is waking up and consciousness is evolving? I would like to believe so.
Right.
You know, I don't know the answer for sure, but I would like to believe so. I think we're due for that, and I would love to be part of that and see that happen.
Right. Well, I'm always interested when my guests come on to just kind of find out, you know, really what their thinking is about this. So let's just talk a little bit about the law of attraction. I love your first chapter where you talk about it. And what is the law of attraction in very simple terms to our listeners?
a real simple definition of the law of attraction is that whatever we give our energy, our attention, and our focus to is what we get in our lives, whether it's what we want or what we don't want. And that's the kicker. It's whether it's what we want or don't want. But whatever we focus on, whatever we think about, whatever we give our energy and attention to, that's what we get. It's really pretty straightforward.
It is. And I love your illustration in your book about think of yourself as a large magnet.
Yeah. And just a little funny side note, a friend of mine's daughter, you know, like 13 years old, did those illustrations for me.
Oh, did she?
Such a win-win, you know, because I knew what I wanted, and I made a rough mock-up, but, you know, my artistic abilities are limited. So, you know, now here's this 13-year-old girl who's a published illustrator now, you know, so it was just a total win-win.
Right, and I'm looking at it right now. You have a dial on the two magnets. So whatever we set our dial on, whether it's money or lack, is what we will attract more into our lives. Why is that so difficult, especially in the area of money? I get more emails about money. People say, I really need money, but they're thinking of what they don't have.
Well, and that's exactly it. We're thinking about what we don't have. Speaking in general terms, we are so habituated to focusing on the problems and focusing on what we don't want that it's no wonder that we're not good at getting what we want. You know, and this is a really easy thing for your listeners to check out for themselves. Go up to somebody and ask them what you want. What do you want? You know, whether we're talking career or relationship or whatever. Hey, what do you want? You know, Constance, what do you want in your relationship? And chances are that the person you ask very soon will be talking about what they don't want. Well, I don't want to argue with my spouse as much as we have been. Or I don't want to worry about paying the bills. I don't want this. I don't want that. I don't want this. I don't want that. It's rampant. We as a group, a culture, a society, are so gosh darn good at focusing on what we don't want. And the problem is the law of attraction, again, we get what we focus on, whether it's what we want or what we don't want. And so we create tremendous mischief for ourselves by focusing on what we don't want.
That is so true. What is your belief about writing down what you don't want first so that you can really be clear about what you do want? Do you believe that a person should do that?
I think that's a great practice. What we don't want isn't a bad thing. It's just a bad stopping point. Hmm. You know, so if it's a silly example, but, you know, if you and I... And so after the show here, we're going to go get dinner. And so, you know, you go, well, I don't want Italian. And I go, well, I don't want Mexican food. I mean, we're just at a dead end there, right? There's no
right.
energy. There's no forward motion. But we also eliminated a couple choices. What we have to do is just take the next step and go, well, what do we want? And all of a sudden, we've opened up the door of possibility here, and you and I can explore, well, what do we want? And then we can decide, you know what, Mediterranean sounds really good, right? And so now all of a sudden we're eating something that we do want.
That's
just an example. But don't want, it's not a bad thing to know what you don't want, and it is a horrible stopping point. So you just got to take that next step and say, what do I want?
Well, that's interesting. You talk about non-conscious programming in your book. Share with our listeners, what do you mean by that?
Yeah, non-conscious programming, big word, obviously. But brain science tells us that approximately 95% of what goes on inside our head is this automatic stuff, non-conscious programming. And it's these, say, well, this is who I am, and this is who I'm not, and these are the things I do, and these are the things that I don't, and here's what I think about this, and here's what I think about that. And some of this programming is useful, and a lot of it is stuff that makes us suffer, that gets in our way, that makes things harder than it needs to be. And that's sort of stuff I call head trash.
Right.
And this can be a little bit of a weird thing to grasp because, you know, we're human beings. We think we're conscious. We think we're awake. We think we're aware. We think we're in charge of our own lives. But we aren't. It's all this automatic programming that just says, hey, here's what I do in this situation. Here's what I do in that situation. And,
well, you know, a great example of that is myself, because, you know, you know this, Jonathan, you know, you do radio all the time, and sometimes my guests they forget to call in, or they have the wrong number, or they're late, or they're on their cell phones, and I realized that subconsciously that I was beginning to fear every week, will my guests call in? Will there be technical difficulties? And I really had to stop myself and say, no, that's not going to happen. Things are going to flow easily and effortlessly. And that's an example of my a non-conscious programming that I was sort of oblivious to, but I was really walking in that.
Yeah, and that stuff just gets in our head. And once it gets in our head, it becomes the instruction manual, the operating instructions for how we live our lives. So if I have in my head something like, I don't deserve to succeed, or I can't close sales, or my radio show guests are unreliable, or a million other things that could be in there, well, then that starts to become my reality. You know, it's Henry Ford's old famous saying, whether you think you can or think you can't, either way, you're right.
Oh, that's really good. So mindset and attitude are just really important.
They're huge. They're the only thing that we can really control. You know, life is going to happen, things are going to happen, but we can control our mindset and attitude. Now, paradoxically or ironically or whatever the right word is, once we start to be vigilant, pay attention to our mindset and attitude, then we start attracting different circumstances, different events, different coincidences into our lives.
Well, you know, I like it when you said when you change what's going on the inside of your head, then your world will change. You know, that's really, really true. So how can my listeners begin to do that when they have so much going on in their life personally and professionally? How can they begin to change their mental and emotional state?
How can they begin? That's a good question. How can they begin? Well, you know, it's little things. So an easy one that already ties into something we've already talked about is to just listen to your own thinking and the way you talk to yourself, and be on alert for the words, I don't want. Right? And as soon as you catch yourself thinking that way, I don't want, is to immediately turn around and ask yourself, well, what do I want? And I'll actually have a great example of that from my own life. When I first started paying attention to this myself, I'm married, and, you know, married people sometimes, you know, have those not-so-special married moments, right?
Right.
And whenever I would have one of those moments, the automatic thought that would come to mind, right, I didn't choose to think this way, it just automatically popped into my head, was, I don't want to deal with this. I don't want to deal with this. Well, if we just think about that for a minute, if I'm saying I don't want to deal with this, you know, how much room, space, possibility is there in that moment for me to make things better with my wife? Well, the answer is very little. Because if I don't want to deal with this, that means I don't even really want to be in the same room as her, right?
Right.
I just want to get away. I don't want to deal with this. But I didn't choose it. That's an unconscious programming. That just got in my head somewhere that said, hey, Jonathan, here's what Jonathan does when he has an argument with his wife. He goes into, I don't even want to deal with this. Right? It's just automatic behavior. So I started catching that, you know, and is that what I really want? I mean, is that my true desire? No, my true desire is I want to have things be good between us. I want to have connection. I want to have relationship, right?
Right.
So if I catch myself and go, oh, I just said I don't want, that means I need to ask myself, what do I want? And then I go, well, what do I want here? And I go, well, I want to have a nice connection with my wife. That's going to lead to a whole different set of behaviors and thinking and actions and all that. Then I don't want to deal with this. Right. So that's a very easy way for people to start to play with some of this, is just listen to how you're talking to yourself.
And, you know, the interesting thing is one day I just on purpose monitored my thinking, and I think I'm a very positive person, Jonathan, but I was amazed at all of the non-conscious programming that was coming out of me all day long.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, oh, my goodness, I need to change some things. So you're right, just monitoring what you're thinking is really, really important. And in Chapter 3, you talk about focus. Why is that important?
Well, again, it's just it's the basic law of attraction. What you focus on is what you get. And a great example of this is if you're riding your bike, like a mountain bike, in between trees, or you're skiing in between trees or something like that, the secret to that is you have to focus on the space in between them. And if you focus on the spaces, you'll ride through no problems, or ski through, or whatever it is you're doing. But as soon as your attention focuses on what you don't want, the tree, you go, oh, I don't want to hit that tree, I don't want to hit the tree, there's now a very good likelihood that you will hit the tree. And I used to, when I was a young man, I used to teach mountain biking classes. And so I saw this proven out time and time again. Because you could see it when people's eyes shifted to the tree. And then, sure enough, they'd hit the tree, right?
Right.
So this, you know, this applies to all of our lives. We got to focus on what we want. And when we focus on what we don't want, when we focus on the trees, we get trees. And you know what? It hurts when you hit a tree. Whether
it
we're talking
does hurt.
Physically or metaphorically, it hurts.
And so for a person who's been really exhibiting the same kind of behavior over and over again because their focus has been incorrect, all they need to do is change their focus and then their behavior would change.
Exactly. And their results and outcomes will change.
Right.
So it's a safe bet that if we examine our lives and there's an area where we aren't getting what we want, we're struggling, we're frustrated, we're disappointed, chances are, if we really dive into that, we'll find out that we're focusing on the problem, we're focusing on what's wrong, instead of focusing on what we want.
You know, that's
and
so interesting.
The law of attraction mm-hmm. is you get what you focus on.
That's so interesting, Jonathan. You're so right. Just, I guess, about 3 months ago, I conducted a relationship, just support group work, support group, and some of the ladies in the group said, well, I really want a great relationship. I want to meet my soulmate. But all of their talking and thinking was, well, there just are not enough available men, and I'm over 40, and how am I going to meet somebody? And I'm like, well, no wonder you're at home on Friday nights by yourself because you need to change your focus.
There's no chance for it to play out the way they want to with a focus like that.
Right. So I think it's so easy, and that's why I love your book. It's so easy, and like you said, I think that our lives can really exhibit that, you know, just the ease of how God really wants us to live and the ease of even manifesting in our lives just by changing what we're thinking.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
So let's talk about your formula, which I love. You talk about clarity. Why is that important? And share with our listeners, what does that mean?
Yeah, you know, and you said that earlier in the show about, you know, you go inside and you get really clear about what you want. And then you put that request out to the universe there, right? If we're not clear about what we want, it's impossible to get what you want. You know, go to the bank tomorrow and ask the teller, say, I'd like some money from my account, right? They're going to like, oh, okay, right? You got to be more clear. You know, you say, I'd like to withdraw $200, they can help you, right? Or go to a restaurant tomorrow, and when your waiter or waitress comes to take your order, you know, just say, I would like some food. they're going to look at you like you're a goofball, right? No, we have to get clear about what we want. Now, as soon as I say to my waiter, you know what, I would like the soup and sandwich combo today, please. And I'll have the turkey sandwich and the clam chowder. Well, all of a sudden, now I can get what I want, right? Because I got clear and I got specific. So that's step number one, is to get clear, what is it that you want in the first place?
So should they write it down, Jonathan, or should they just sort of have it in their minds about what they want? What would you suggest?
Yeah, I think writing it down is a great practice. And a piece to add to that is there's two kinds of things that we want. There's what we really want, and there's what we think we want.
Aha, explain that.
And the piece of that is pay attention to your body not just your mind. Pay attention to your body, because our bodies are a wonderful source of information, of feedback. So if I say, hey, Constance, I want to ride my bike across the United States, you know, I should feel some sort of excitement, some sort of wow, some sort of inspiration. You know, but if I say, Constance, I want to ride my bike across the United States next summer, and it, you know, it doesn't do anything for me, then I really need to examine that goal. But we forget so often, we something gets into our head, you know, and we think, oh, yeah, that's great. My wife and I did that. We, with some real estate investing, you know, we're like, know all the logic about, hey, wealth is in real estate and it makes sense, and we got some mentoring and this and that, but it wasn't real, because neither of us are passionate about real estate. Neither of us are excited about being a property manager or doing any of the stuff that you need to do to have a successful real estate investing career, right? But we were following our heads and forgot about our hearts. And if we had paid attention to both of them, we wouldn't have done some things we did.
Right. Well, so, you know, that's interesting. I have a girlfriend who was a real estate agent, and she said, you know, I'm going to retire my license because I just don't want to do this anymore. And really, as a matter of fact, I never really wanted to do real estate. I was just sort of in love with the idea of it. And so she just decided that she would go back to school because real estate wasn't her passion anymore. So that's a great example.
Yeah, and a friend of mine is a real estate investor. And, you know, that's what made it so clear. One day I was just, him and I were hanging out. We were driving around. I don't, you know, even remember what we were doing. But, you know, it's like the guy needed a drool bib. He's like, oh, look, that house is for sale. And look at, and he was, you know, just looking at houses got him excited. And, you know, I'm like, yeah, whatever, there's a house, who cares? I'm like, okay, that's the guy who should be a real estate investor, not me, you know, because I didn't have my heart in it.
Right. I think that's so important, just really being clear and just true to your own spirit about, you know, who are you and really what do you want for this time in your life. That's very important. And I'm like you, Jonathan. I write everything down, and I write it down in as much detail and clarity as possible.
Yeah.
That works for me.
And speaking about people in general, a lot of people haven't – well, there's an old saying that a lot of people spend more time planning a vacation than they do their whole lives. You know, so to sit down and spend some time about what do I want? You know, what do I want to accomplish with my life? What do I want to leave as my legacy? How do I want to spend my time? Is a really useful thing for people to do.
It is. And one great example of that was nobody in my life had ever made $100,000 in my family. I'd never seen that. My father he didn't graduate from high school, and so I was like one of the first generations to go off to college. But I remember one of my mentors told me many years ago to just write down $100,000. And, Jonathan, my hand was shaking when I wrote it. And I'm like, okay, I've never even seen $100,000. And I tell you the truth, when I actually wrote out that $100,000 that year, I made $100,000. And I guess writing it out, being clear about it, and, of course, behind that, I certainly had to have some plans in order to do that. But I'm really big like you are on really writing things out and being clear about it.
Yeah, it's such a useful thing.
Well, you know, then you talk about certainty. What does that mean? That sounds kind of difficult to do. What does that mean, certainty?
Well, once we figure out what it is that we want, then we have to move ourselves into this state of certainty that we can have it. And, you know, part of that is just, again, basic law of attraction, focusing on what you want. So part of that is just focusing on what you want. Okay, here's what I want, and focusing on it, that starts to bring that certainty. But then there's other little tips and techniques that can help create that feeling of certainty. And feeling, that's the key word there. All the experts tell us that the law of attraction, it's all about the feelings. It's all about the emotions. So if I have a goal, but I don't have any juice, any emotion into it, I'm not going to be attracting it into my life. But if I've got passion, if I've got emotion, if I've got feeling going on, that's a very powerful magnet. And so it's important to create this feeling of certainty, like, oh, yeah, I can make that happen. Oh, yeah, I can have this. Oh, yeah, I can, whatever it is that we're, you know, oh, yeah, I can have a great relationship. Oh, yeah, I can do this. Oh, yeah, I can do that. And really create this strong sense of certainty within us, this feeling of certainty.
Well, I'm glad you said feeling of certainty, because a lot of people don't put the feeling behind it, and when you don't have any feeling or passion behind it, then nothing happens. What about feeling worthy that they deserve a particular manifestation in their lives?
Oh, sure. That's probably the biggest way that we get in our own way, is the whole deserving thing. Basically, our lives are a reflection of what we deserve. No, I didn't say that right. Our lives are a reflection of what we think we deserve.
Think we deserve.
Not what we think we should deserve, what we think we actually do deserve.
Mm-hmm.
So the quality of our relationships, our cash flow, our friends, all these different areas of our lives. It's a reflection of what you think you deserve in that area.
And I love it when you say you're called to help people move out of their own way.
Yeah, because we've got a lot of head trash around what we deserve. And let me say a piece about this head trash stuff, right? All our head trash, it got in our heads by accident. We didn't choose to have it there. It got in there from our experience of life and the things we've seen and experienced. And also all these influencing factors like our society, culture, parents, teachers, friends, family, religion, peer groups, all these different things. And stuff just gets stuck in our head. So if a person's got, stuff in their head like, I don't deserve to have a great relationship, or I don't deserve to make a lot of money, or whatever, I don't deserve, they didn't go to Starbucks one day and get a cup of coffee and say to the barista, hey, you know what? Give me a tall cup of coffee and put a shot of I don't deserve in there.
Right.
No, it got in their head by accident, and who cares how it got there? But once it's in their heads, once that stuff's in a person's head, it becomes the operating instructions for how they live their life. So when we create different feelings, so that's back to the certainty and the feeling piece. If I've got this goal and I go, hey, I want to double my income, but I've got this feeling that I can't do that. I don't know how to do that. That's too hard. I don't deserve to. Whatever. Well, guess what? I'm not going to be doubling my income. So I need to work on that feeling level and create that feeling of certainty.
Oh, that's really good. I know that really helped our listeners, the feeling of certainty. And then you talked about activation. Expound on that for our listeners.
Yeah, and there's some overlap between the certainty and the activation piece. But the activation piece is, again, Law of Attraction 101, what you focus on is what you get. So activation techniques are all kinds of different things to help you focus on what you want. So that's things like Constance already mentioned about writing down what you want, and affirmations and visualizations and all kinds of different things. It's taking your dream car for a test drive so that you've got that experience of it and so on and so on. Our non-conscious mind is a goal-fulfilling mechanism. So it's kind of like a dog that plays fetch. And we say, go fetch this, and it brings it back into our life. Go fetch that, and it brings it back into our lives. Go fetch this. So it's, again, what are we telling that dog to go fetch? If we're telling it to go fetch the things we don't want, I don't want any problems, the dog goes, oh, problems, and goes and fetches them. So activation techniques is continually telling that dog what to go fetch.
Well, that's a great example.
I want a great relationship. I want a satisfying career. Whatever it is, go fetch that. That's what activation techniques do, is they tell the dog what to go get.
And so visualization, would you recommend, I know it's different for everybody, would you recommend that people do it at night, or How should a person visualize? I get that question all of the time.
Yeah, I think that, well, first of all, whenever you remember to is a great time. But as far as
I don't know if I lost Jonathan or not, but he was. I sort of lost you for a minute, Jonathan. What did you say about visualization?
Wow, I don't know what's going on with my phone here. Can you hear me now?
I hear you great now.
Okay, great. I think visualizing, first of all, any time you remember to do it is a really good time. But secondly, if you're going to develop a habit around it, right before bed is really a good time, because then that stuff is rattling around your head when you drift off into sleep, so it gets extra processing time in there.
Right. And the visualization should be with feeling. They should see themselves already having
exactly whatever
they are desiring.
That's back to that importance of the feeling piece. Yeah, absolutely.
Okay.
Don't just coldly, clinically visualize something. No, get your senses involved. Get your excitement involved. Get your heart pounding. You know, just by getting excited about what you're visualizing.
Right, that's so true.
And
affirmations, should you write out your own affirmations? Should you say them out loud? I certainly believe that we create our world with our words, and that our life actually follows our words. And so what would you say to people about affirmations about their desires?
Yes, affirmations are definitely a useful technique, and if your affirmations don't seem to be doing anything, that's when you need to take a deeper look. And what I mean by that is back to what we've talked about already, the head trash piece, the non-conscious programming. So let's say
I think I lost Jonathan again. He was talking about really affirmation.
Constance, can you hear me now?
I can hear you now. Lost you again.
I apologize to everyone. I don't know what's going on with my phone system here. I apologize for that.
Okay, so we were talking about affirmations and people speaking out loud what their heart's desires are.
Yes, and I think that's a very useful thing to do. And I have a slightly different take on affirmations than most people. And that is, pay attention to your body. Your body is an amazing feedback mechanism. And so if I have an affirmation and I say it out loud, but maybe my chest tightens up or my throat constricts, or, you know, maybe the words just don't feel, there's no emotion or excitement, or the words don't feel true or believable, or any sort of thing like that.
Right.
Then those affirmations aren't really going to do too much for me. Because what that tells me is I have some non-conscious programming that is in conflict with those affirmations. So if I have an affirmation, you know, that, you know, every day I say my affirmations that I have a successful and fulfilling career. I have a successful and fulfilling career. I have a successful and fulfilling career. But when I say that, my chest tightens up, or it just feels like I'm telling a lie, then that tells me that I got some head trash that says I can't have that.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's the added piece with affirmations, is pay attention to how true and believable they feel. And if they don't feel true and believable, then you need to take a look at some other things and get out of your own way so that those affirmations can work.
That is so true. And, you know, as you're speaking, I'm thinking of a story that Greg Braden shared about one of his coworkers. And this coworker was a male and was really believing for a relationship. And he had, you know, posting notes all up in the car. I'm believing for my perfect relationship, you know, all in the bathroom, all in his office, all in his cubicle. And so one day Greg said, asked him, so do you feel like that's going to come to pass? And he said, well, you know, I don't know. I'm kind of boring and a geek. That probably would never happen for me. And so you're right. He really, in his heart, did not believe that he would ever get that great relationship.
Right, and he didn't choose to have that stuff in his heart. That's head trash. That's just some stuff that got in there by accident.
Right, right. So, and then your next step is so interesting, letting go. So you mean after I get clear about it and certainty and I activate it, I got to let it go, Jonathan? How do I do that?
Right, and that, you know, for some people is easy, and other people, that's a lot more of a challenge about how do you let it go. You know, and the best way to kind of illustrate this is just a little story, or not a story, an analogy, you know. So imagine that you have a balloon, a helium balloon, right? And to this helium balloon, you've tied your prayers. And then, you know, this analogy assumes that God lives up there in the sky somewhere, right? Mm-hmm. And so then, you know, you want these prayers to go to God to get answered. Well, you got to let go of the darn balloon so it can float up to where God is. Right? We got to give it space for things to happen. While it's the same thing with this whole law of attraction stuff and what we want, if we keep it clutched to our bosom, there's no room, there's no space
I think I just lost Jonathan again. Okay, you sort of went out again. What did you say, Jonathan?
Yeah, if we've got our dream, or you know, if we've got what we want clutched tight to our bosom, then there's no room for the world, the universe, God to operate. We need to let it go, give it some space, and just let go of it.
Right. And I love how you talk about the what and how the how is up to God.
Mm-hmm. Right, and that's part of how we hold on, is trying to micromanage and figure it out and make it happen and this and that. And no, you know, in an abundant universe, there's synchronicity and coincidence and all kinds of things that we could never script out to have happen. You know, so that's putting it out there and letting it go. Hey, here's what I want. I want to meet, I don't know, I want to meet Jimmy Carter. I don't really, but let's just use that as an example, right?
Right.
Well, if I put that out there to the universe, I mean, there's an infinite number of coincidences that could have that happen. You know, including somebody who works with him, well, hearing him out by book somewhere and leaving it there, and he picks it up and looks at it and goes, hey, this Jonathan guy's kind of interesting. I should call him. Right? I mean, could I script that out? No. I mean, that's the workings of the universe there, right? But if that's clutched to my bosom, there's no space, there's no room for magic to happen.
Oh, I love the way you said that. So it's really a matter of trusting and believing and
mm-hmm.
just letting go.
Absolutely.
And just allowing the universe to just surprise us in so many different ways.
Mm-hmm.
I have a friend who says that God has a million ways to get to you what you need, what your desires are, if you'll only trust. And I believe that that is so true. I love that step, letting go. And then you talk about appropriate action. What do you mean by that? Should you just, whatever you feel inspired to do, should you do that? How can a person take action once they've taken those steps?
Right, and that's the piece that can easily get lost in this whole law of attraction conversation. It's the fact that we still got to act. You know, it's not enough to just sit here and visualize what I want. No, you got to take the appropriate actions. So if I'm a lonely single guy, and so every day I, you know, say affirmations and I visualize myself dating a wonderful woman and all of these sort of things, and then I never leave my house, and I don't do, you know, like computer dating or anything like that.
Right.
It's pretty hard for me to meet a great woman. Now, yes, it can happen, you know, maybe the power goes out, and so the electric company sends out a female technician, and she's wonderful, and we fall in love, right? But, I mean, that's getting so much more complicated.
That's true.
What if I go out in public where there's women, and I go do things I like to give me a chance to meet women who are interested in the same things I am, right? I mean, it makes it so much easier.
Right. That's so interesting. Well, I know you talk about the deeper purpose of the law of attraction. What does that mean to you? Because I, like you, feel that there really is a deeper purpose, and that my purpose on the radio is just to really get people to attract their purpose and destiny to them and walk fully in that. What did you mean by a deeper purpose of the law of attraction?
Right. And that's also part of the reason I wrote the book, because there's a little bit, from my point of view, a little bit too much of a materialistic slant on the whole law of attraction thing, like it's about getting more stuff.
Right.
And there's nothing wrong with getting stuff, but stuff doesn't make anyone happy. Now, the truth is I can be happy and have a lot of stuff, and I can be happy and not have much stuff, and I can be unhappy and have a lot of stuff, and I can be unhappy and not have much stuff. But when we use the law of attraction to discover, hey, what do I really want? What's important to me? What matters? Then, now we're playing with some powerful stuff there.
Yeah.
And that's the deeper purpose, is for me or you or all our listeners to become more fulfilled as a human being.
Right.
And when we focus on getting that sort of stuff, that's powerful stuff, and it has huge ripples and affects our world in general.
Right. I agree with that, you know, that if you're walking in your purpose and your destiny, then things and houses and cars and relationships will come to you, sort of like the Bible says, seek first the kingdom of God, and then all these things will be added to you. And so
exactly.
When you're seeking the higher good of other people, then things come to you.
Yeah, and then all that other stuff just becomes the gravy, the toppings, the additions to an already good life.
Right.
But if I'm not happy with me, and I attract a big house and a new jet ski, and I'm still not going to be happy with me. So really, my quality of life is not going to have improved. And in fact, my suffering could increase by getting more stuff, because it'll just still reflect that I'm still not happy with me.
Right.
But if I get happy with me, and I use the law of attraction for that sort of stuff, again, now we're talking good living there.
Oh, yeah, and that's what it's really truly all about, Jonathan. I know in your coaching practice you work with a lot of people in business. What kinds of things do you work with people in business? What kinds of things are you teaching them in your coaching sessions for our people who are in business who are listening?
Well, what I do there is, as I've mentioned, people are really good at getting in their own way, myself included. And I help people get out of their own way. So if a business person has head trash that, I'll give you an example. I talked to a gentleman this morning he's got a business coach, but what's going on is he's not achieving the goals he's set for himself. Well, what we uncovered is that he's got some head trash that says, I cannot achieve these goals. Right? So as long as that's going on in his head, he's going to be frustrated because he's not going to achieve the goals he set for himself.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when we have that stuff going on in our head, we end up fighting ourselves. And that just doesn't work. You know, and if anyone doubts this, stand up right now and tell your left foot to head towards the back door and tell your right foot to head towards the front door, and let's see how that works for you. You know, the answer is it's not going to. But this happens so often to us as human beings, where we're fighting ourselves like that, and then we don't get the results we want. We get struggle, we get frustration, we get disappointment, we get failure, we get all that sort of stuff. And those are my clients when they notice that something like that's going on. Hey, this is not working the way I want it to. This is not working the way I think it should be or the way I know it could be. I must be in my own way. And they come to me and we get that junk out of their head, and it allows them to create different results.
So how long does it take, Jonathan, to get the junk out of our heads? Can it happen quickly? Is it a process? How does that work?
It can happen very quickly. When we deal with human consciousness from the quantum physics energy sort of viewpoint that I work from, change can happen really quick. I have a lot of people who just do one session with me because there was just this one thing in their way, and we took care of it, and boom, there's a big shift. Let me give you an example of that. I did some work with a real estate agent, and this wasn't even the main reason she came for me, but this was just a little side thing, and we did one session together. And what was going on was that she had not been able to sell her own house in over a year, which, you know, obviously is going to have some impacts on her confidence and a few other things, as well as, you know, her lifestyle, because
right.
her house has been on the market for over a year. Well, what was going on inside her head trash that she didn't know was there, was this little formula that said, it's not safe for me to move on with my life right now, and selling my house equals moving on with my life, so therefore it's not safe to sell my house.
Hmm.
So that's going on inside her head. So the world responded appropriately to her, and her house did not sell for over a year. Well, we took care of that. We cleared out that head trash, and I think it was two to three weeks later, you know, I got a message from her, and she's like, thanks, my house is under contract. Because we got her out of her own way, so all of a sudden she could get the results that she wanted, which was selling that house.
That's amazing. And I like you, believe that you don't have to be in therapy or counseling or coaching long, that things can happen suddenly in your life.
Absolutely.
That's a great story. That's a great story. And so I often tell people who are listening, and everybody says, I want my own business. And I say, well, you are your business. And so you really need to take a look at your what you truly believe and your limiting beliefs about money and people and interpersonal skills and all of the above. So I just think that's a great example.
Yeah, and I couldn't agree more with what you said. I mean, that's strategy, tactics, the plans, all those sort of things are very important parts of business, and it's not what I do. I just work on that piece you just said about the personal side, about the beliefs, the getting ourselves out of our own way.
Right. Well, what about spirituality? What is your belief about spirituality and success?
My spirituality, in a nutshell, is this, that God gave us this opportunity to be alive right now, for whatever reasons, and we have consciousness and the ability to choose and this sort of thing. And the best way that we can say thanks is to live a good life and to be happy, successful people and contribute to other people. So that's my spirituality in a nutshell, is that it's a spiritual thing to live a good life.
You know, that's so true. And for people, Jonathan, who may be really going through a difficult time now, if they would take just the principles and the techniques that you shared during this program, their lives would just completely change.
Absolutely. Little things up in the head can have big ripples out in our lives.
That is so true. And so for your coaching client who came to you, who felt like, well, you know, I don't really feel adequate in sales, would they just begin to, number one, identify what they were thinking incorrectly and then replace that with something more positive or something different that would change the outward results?
Correct. We change what's going on inside their head, their thinking, to something that's much more useful for them. So, in other words, different non-conscious programming. And when we change what's going on inside our head, our lives change.
That's very true. Well, you know, I can't believe that we have about 5 minutes left. I want to talk about the Grand Canyon effect. You talked about that in your book. Share with our listeners, what did you mean by that?
So often when we talk about what we want, it exists out there in the nebulous future. Yeah, someday I'll have a successful business. Yeah, someday I'll have a good relationship. Someday, someday, someday. So whenever that's going on, it's like here you are on one side of the Grand Canyon, and on the other side of the Grand Canyon is, you know, a stack of gold bars, and you can see them, right? But you're not going to be spending this money anytime soon because you've got to hike down the Grand Canyon, not get bit by a rattlesnake, cross the river, hike up the other side. You know, it's not immediate. It's this big journey in between. Well, if we can disappear the Grand Canyon, where now all of a sudden those gold bars are lying right at your feet, then you can just reach down and you can have one right now. Well, obviously, the metaphorically, these goal bars is our dreams, our goals, what's important to us. And as long as that someday, sometime, somewhere sort of thing is going on, then we're not attracting. What we're really attracting instead of what we want is the longing for what we want. Mm. You know, because, there's some joke, and the thing is, the sign in the tavern says free beer tomorrow. Mm. Right? So then we go in there tomorrow and go, well, I'm here for my free beer. And they point to the sign and go, no, it says free beer tomorrow. And then we go in Friday and go, I'm here for my free beer. And they point to the sign and it says free beer tomorrow. Right, that's what happens to us a lot in the law of attraction, is that immediacy isn't there, that tomorrow, well, tomorrow is always tomorrow, right? Oh, I'll get that tomorrow, I'll get that tomorrow, I'll get that tomorrow. It never happens until we shift what's going on inside our heads to have it have that immediacy.
And so you shift what's going on in your heads, and you say that it's mine now.
Exactly.
I have it now.
I can have this now.
Very interesting. You've given some really great pointers for our listeners. And we have about 3 minutes left, Jonathan. In summary, what would you say to somebody who's listening, who may be struggling, who may really want change in their lives? What steps would you share with our listeners just in summary?
In summary, first of all, and most importantly of all, is any area of our life where we are struggling, frustrated, disappointment, things aren't going the way we want them to, is that doesn't have to be that way. It can change, right? So don't resign yourself to, no, this is just the way it is. Because, no, it can be changed. You can get in there and shift your consciousness and allow you to create different results and outcomes in your life. So don't settle. Expect excellence and a fantastic life from yourself, because it's within your capacity as a human being. So that's ultimately my message, is live a darn good life, because why not?
Right, that is so true. Well, Jonathan, share with our listeners how they can contact you, your website, what services you offer, how can they get your great book?
I would be delighted to do that. My website is jonathanmansky.com. That's Jonathan, J-O-N-A-T-H-A-N, Mansky, M-A-N-S-K-E.com. And on my website, you can order my book, The Law of Attraction Made Simple. And The Law of Attraction Made Simple is also available on Amazon if you're more comfortable using Amazon. A couple other things is I offer what I call a business mindset analysis. And this is a complimentary 20-minute session. And what you'll get out of that is you will be crystal clear how it is that you're getting in your own way. What's your head trash? What's going on in your head that's making things harder than it needs to be? And so if you're interested in doing that, you can either contact me through my website or send me an email, jonathan@jonathanmansky.com, and we'll schedule that. Or, well, what the heck, my phone number, 303-552-7285, 303-552-7285. And do that. And just one other thing, Constance, and that is on the first and third Tuesday of every month at 7 o'clock Mountain Time, I do a free teleconference called the Pay It Forward Program, where we do this head trash removal stuff. And this is just my service. Hey, let's do some work out there. And whoever calls in, we do work on clearing out their head trash. And there's more information about that on my website, jonathanmansky.com, as well.
Well, Jonathan, you have just shared such great information with our listeners, and I know that their lives will be radically changed. And I just want to thank you for taking the time and coming on my show and sharing with our listeners.
Oh, Constance, thank you so much for having me. It was absolutely my pleasure to be here. And just want to thank you and thank all your listeners. And I wish you all great joy and tremendous success.
Well, thank you so much, Jonathan. Have a great day.
I will. You too.
Well, I just want to encourage everyone to get Jonathan's book, The Law of Attraction Made Simple, Magnetize Your Heartfelt Desires. It's an easy read, and I really enjoy reading it. And it's so simple that you can just take the steps and easily implement them into your life. Well, this is Constance Arnold with the Think, Believe, and Manifest Talk Show. Thank you so much for joining me today. We're on every Sunday at 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, and that's 4 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. And just as Jonathan shared today, when you really radically begin to change your thinking, when you really begin to change what you truly believe, then you will really change the manifest in your life. So thank you so much for joining me. God bless you and have a great day.
Thanks for joining us today on Think, Believe, and Manifest. We'll be back next week with another great show. For more information, go to FulfillingYourPurpose.com.